Olds, organizers of the 4th Annual Mountain View Hospice Society, MVHS, 4th Annual Memorial Butterfly Release tried an experiment this year. They moved the start time of the event, held July 14th at the Olds College Botanical Gardens, to the afternoon instead of the morning in response to some concerns that potential participants couldn't attend the event, due to conflicts with church services. But attendance at the butterfly release actually dropped, from about 120 last year to about 75 this year, so Executive Director Mary Marshall says it'll probably revert back to a morning start time. "This change should also help us avoid the afternoon thunderstorms," she wrote in an email. On the other hand, Marshall said organizers received a lot of positive feedback about the event. "It warms my heart to know that we have had several attendees who have been with us every year since we started 4 years ago," Marshall wrote. Attendees sat on chairs set out near the Big Red Barn. Marshall, as well as MVHS Administrative Assistant Charlene Wilson and Services Coordinator Cindy Palin, read poems pertaining to butterflies and loss of loved ones. Palin also recited a prayer. Then participants headed out to various locations they deemed suitable to release butterflies from little white boxes. Violinist Jim Adamczyk played soothing music as attendees gathered for the ceremony and when they released their butterflies. Going by last year's attendance, MVHS staff had ordered more than 100 boxes, so some people ended up with as many as 5 boxes, as extra ones were given away. "We gather here in the beauty of nature for this special ceremony, our memorial butterfly release, our 4th one, and we hope to keep doing it year after year," Marshall said during her opening remarks. "This ceremony is a touching and dignified way to honor the memory of our loved ones and celebrate change in our lives. Returning native butterflies to their natural habitat is not just symbolic, it is peaceful, healing and serene. It allows us to connect with nature and find solace in knowing that our loved ones continue to be part of something greater. Our lovely butterflies are much like our loved ones, individual and truly unique. If you have a wish, a dream, or a secret, capture a butterfly and whisper to it. Since butterflies make no sound, they will carry your wish to the Creator, who alone knows the thoughts of butterflies. By releasing them into the wild, you are helping restore the sacred balance of nature and your heart's needs will surely be granted." Palin's prayer said in part, "We don't understand the mystery, the joy of birth and the agony of death. Why it seems to take so long to grow up and no time at all to grow old. And why we risk love, knowing loss is just around the corner. But we risk it and embrace it, and marvel at the spirit and strength you give us. Then we release, we let go, not because we want to, but because the time has come and we don't know why." In another portion of her prayer, Palin said, "O Lord, meet us here today, we pray together, and each one on our own unique journey. Comfort us in your miraculous way through the peaceful drifting of the clouds, the warmth of the sun, the tiny, delicate creature in our hand, but most of all by your spirit and your truth. May we leave here different than we came." Some bananas were set out because Marshall was told that if you have some banana on your skin, a butterfly might be attracted to it and stay on you a bit longer. However, one participant said it didn't seem to make any difference for her. "Personally, I find so much joy in this event, the sense of community, and the beautiful act of releasing painted lady butterflies back into nature accompanied by Jim Adamczyk's lovely music as a gentle and very special way to honor those we have lost," Marshall wrote in her email.